Why don't we go on and talk about your next patient, the 55-year-old lady?
Yes, this is a wonderful woman, 55-year-old. When I saw her a few years ago, the same typical presentation of ovarian cancer sent to us by our GYN surgical oncologist. We have a very active GYN surgical oncologist group, therefore we see a lot of these patients. She came, she recovered from the surgery very well. And this lady, actually, at the beginning, she was not sure she wanted to take chemotherapy, adjuvant chemotherapy. It took me 2 to 3 visits to show her data and the benefit from adjuvant therapy. Finally, she took adjuvant paclitaxel and carboplatin. She did very well, really. She did some peripheral neuropathy grade 1. She had some weird cough, I remember, that it wasn't really hypersensitivity to paclitaxel at all, wasn't really responsive to anything. We just gave her some hydrocodone and it will go away. She took the treatment. The amazing thing about this lady, during this treatment, Neil, she was taking care of her mother.
Wow.
Who was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer to the bone. But she was dealing with her mother dying from breast cancer. And she was dealing with her own morbidity and, unfortunately, mortality. She had a daughter who was really very helpful. Unfortunately, her mother died shortly after she finished adjuvant therapy. The patient decided to relocate to the Northeast to be with her son, who lived in upstate New York, actually. But she didn't like it there, and then she came back. She did well for a while, then she recurred, unfortunately, with very aggressive disease. She took multiple lines of therapy, including, you know, bevacizumab and including carboplatin and gemcitabine.
Any questions you have about her case that you want to bring up? I guess one of the things I thought was interesting was that she had endometrioid cancer. I don't know exactly what the significance is. You tell me.
Yes, she did. She had endometrioid. My question will be, is there a preference for certain chemotherapeutic agents or anti-angiogenesis for this subgroup of patients with this histology?